Blog Talk Radio.
Every praiser, lift your hand to the Lord. Every praiser, come on, come on, come on, lift your voice unto the Lord.
God bless you. This is Apostle Flowers. Thank you for tuning in to Restore of the Paths to Dwell In. You're listening to Kingdom Builders International Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Apostle Flowers. and this is the first Monday of the month. We're on the first and third Mondays of the month at 8 p.m., and I have to do a repeat of the message from the last broadcast because it was technical difficulties on my part, on my end. And so hopefully it should be straightened out, and hopefully you guys should be able to hear me loud and clear on this broadcast. And I want to do a repeat on the message because I believe that definitely that this is a word from the Lord, and this is something that I want his people to be able to hear on tonight, and something that will be able to encourage you and also bring understanding to you concerning, you know, what you're going through in your situation and what you have been facing. And many of you have been experiencing going through things for many, many years, and, you know, day in, day out, and many cycles in your life that needs to be broken, and that God wants to break, and that God wants to bring understanding to you and in your life. The Word of God declares that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And a lot of times we go through things because of our lack of knowledge, because of our lack of understanding, because of our not knowing. And I know the world says it's like this: what you don't know can hurt you. And I beg the difference, my beloved, my son, my daughter, my friend, I beg the difference out there. What you don't know can hurt you and possibly can kill you and take you out prematurely. And so that's why God don't want us to be ignorant of the enemy's devices. See, Satan wants us to be ignorant of his devices and how he operates and how he works. So the big misconception when it comes to the enemy, especially with dealing in spiritual warfare, that you have a lot of denominations and, you know, well, I ain't gonna say a lot of denominations, but some denominations and the people in the world with the enemy of deception about what, especially when it comes to spiritual warfare, in the church with some denomination, don't take all that, or, you know, things that we're dealing with is not demonically influenced and different things like that. And then definitely with the world is like, well, the enemy is doing a big thing about where having the world to believe that he does not exist and that he is not real, and that these things are, these are just people just killing people and things just happening because of people. No, these things that are going on are spiritually influenced. You have the good influence and you have the bad influence that we you know, talk. Let's put it on the natural level. You have a good influence, you have bad influence. You have those that will say, think about it growing up, or you know, be around certain types of environments, or it depends on your background, where you came from, schooling, or anything like that. And they will say, well, you know, who you hang around is what you would be, you know, that product, what would, affect you, affect your life, or you know, the outcome of your life because of, you know, who you hang around. So if you, what's the saying that you always would hear growing up, you know, sometimes some of your family may say, depend on culture, depend on, you know, the culture you come from. And I know in our culture, in certain cultures, they talk about, you know, one bad seed spoils the whole bunch. And so that saying is to be true. What you hang around is what's going to take effect in your life. So if you hang around negative influence, people that is negative, pessimists, always see things in a negative light, then most likely that's how you're going to be. You're going to be speaking negatively. You're not going to see no good in anything. And so... But if you hang around those that are positive and encouraging and those that would, you know, push you, you know, that add to your life, not take away from your life, then you're going to get good results concerning your life. So before I go on any further on tonight, I just thank God for the internet listeners, the landline listeners, the cell phone listeners, those that have been tuning in to listen to Restore Pastor Dwelling broadcast, you know, faithfully every first and third Mondays. And I want to encourage those of you that sometimes you can't tune in and hear this broadcast. You can always go back to the archives and listen to the archives, you know, pull it up on the internet and listen to past broadcasts. Or, you know, if you happen to miss one, you can always go back and listen to it. But I wouldn't recommend you go back and hear the other one. But this is why I'm doing a repeat on this message, because a lot of people had told me that they heard me pretty clear in the beginning, but then afterwards they couldn't really hear me anymore. It was like a lot of static and different things like that. But so hopefully that's rectified. That was a problem on my end. So hopefully you guys can hear me pretty well and pretty clear on tonight. You know, I want you to be able to hear what God would have me to share with you, the people of God. I believe that this word was is so good that God would have me to share it again, especially if I couldn't get it to you guys the first time because of all the interference and everything like that. So, but anyway, before we go into prayer, I thank God for my wife, Apostle Angel Flowers. I thank God for her, and thank God for Prophetess Teresa, founder of Kingdom Builders, and those that are working with her behind the scenes, making this possible for you and bringing you quality, anointed men and women of God coming on the broadcast to bring you the Word of God. Truly, I know that you are being blessed as you hear the men and women of God come on to cast and share the Word of God with you, whether it's every day or whatever hour that you tune in and you listen to the broadcast. So, but I want to encourage you on tonight, but we're going to go into prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you. On tonight, Father, I just declare and decree and open heavens over this broadcast on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare a supernatural move in the midst of your people, Lord. I come against the opposition of the enemy. Lord, I just come against the works of darkness on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare, God, your warring angels begin to move and go forth before us, the people of God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that we overcome us by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. No matter what we may be facing, what the enemy may try to do, we thank you, Lord, for working all things out and together for our good, for your people good, Lord. Those that are called by you, those that are chosen by you, God, those that you have purposed in yourself, Lord, in this end time, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, Lord God, that there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible for you, Lord, in the name of you. No matter whatever difficulty that we may be facing, no matter hardships or trials or tribulation or tests, God, that we may be going through in our life, no matter what season that we may be experiencing, if it may be a dry season in our life, a difficult season in our life, Lord, we know that your word declares that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you will be with us always, even till the end of the ages. And we thank you, Lord, for that promise you have promised us. We thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit. We acknowledge you, Holy Spirit, on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, even as under the sound of my voice, God, that you're already working it out now, that you're already moving on behalf of your people. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that healings, manifestation are taking place right now, Lord, those that need a physical healing in their body, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now. Receive your healing on tonight in the name of Jesus. You know what you're suffering with in your body. You know what you've been going through. You know what the doctor's report have said and have told you. But I'm here to declare and decree on tonight that the devil is a liar and the father of liars, and there is no truth in him, and God is still a miracle-working God. He still sits upon the throne. He's still performing miracles. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you that God, he's not performing any more miracles. He's still not healing anymore. That's a lie from the enemy. And I just declare and decree on tonight your healing, supernatural healing, take place in your physical body right now in the name of Jesus. Where you're dealing with cancer, be healed right now. Where you're dealing with tumors, be healed right now. I command that tumor to shrink. I just release the word of God over your life right now. Just receive the healing power of God on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I just release your fire right now to burn up everything that is not like you, every spirit of infirmity, every sickness, every disease, HIV, in the name of Jesus. Heart trouble in the name of Jesus. Sugar diabetes, be healed on tonight in the name of Jesus. Whatever that you may, ailment that you may be suffering with physically in your body, be healed on tonight in Jesus' mighty name, by Jesus' stripes, that you are healed. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord God, even for those that have been going through mentally. Be healed in the mind, be healed in your soulish realm in the name of Jesus, where you've been broken emotionally, torn and going through emotionally. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing right now in the physical healing, not only physical but mental and emotional and spiritual healing on tonight. In the name of Jesus, be restored. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you for peace, the spirit of peace, your shalom being released, Lord, over the airwaves right now and tonight in the name of Jesus. Shalom, shalom, I release shalom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I come against spirits of suicide, depression, in the name of Jesus. come against rejection in the name of Jesus. I take authority over these spirits on tonight in the name of Jesus. I break it off of your life right now in the name of Jesus. Mental illness, mental breakdown in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I come against it right now. I command it to loose you right now in the name to loose your mind, to loose your thoughts right now. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind in the name of Jesus. So I command fear to go, all types of fear to go outside, fear of dying, fear of being enclosed in a room, in an area, or enclosed place, all just all types of phobias of fear that you have been dealing with. I command you to be loose right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank and we praise you, Lord God. I just send forth the words of deliverance over the airways right now. Be delivered, be healed, be set free in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, I just want to get right into the Word of God. I don't want to delay any longer because, you know, time can go by real fast. So I want to get right into the Word of God, and I want you to get a pad, get a pen, get your Bibles, begin to take notes, and just go back to them, you know, at later time to refer to yourself. As I always like to say, according to the Word of God, Selah, that means to ponder on, think about, meditate on what you hear on tonight. And Father, I just thank you again, Lord. Speak through me. Use me for your glory, God, because, Lord, I can do nothing without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your prophetic word go forth, God, revelation, knowledge, and insight unto the people of God. I pray, Lord, even on tonight, that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, and let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we may know the hope of your calling. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen and amen. Well, bless God. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Can't forget this. Father, we just humble ourselves before you, Lord, and we repent for the omissions and the commissions of our sins. We don't want anything blocking or hindering us, Lord, from hearing or receiving what the Spirit of the Lord have to say unto us, the church. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen and amen. Getting right to the Word of God, this is just a repeat from last broadcast message. I want to go back over it again because truly this is a word from God for the people of God. This is what you've been experiencing, what you've been going through in this season of your life. Many of you have been suffering and going through some things in your life. You've been going through some things mentally. You've been going through some things physically. You've been going through in relationship and in your marriage and your family and your home and your finances. And you've been suffering and going through some things that I will always like to say for the gospel's sake. And sometimes we can suffer and we can go through some things because of our own rebellion and because of our own disobedience and because of we don't want to answer the call of God or because we just don't want to, simply just don't want to listen to God and take time out and to spend and to be with the Lord and have that relationship with him and read the Word of God and different things like that. So we tend to suffer some things in our life that we don't have to if we just, you know, just obey God and read his Word and have a relationship with him and be in his presence and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And God would begin to see us through some things that we may experience and go through in our life. And I always like to refer to the scripture, the Word of God, where Jesus had told his disciples that that no servant is above his master. And so in reference to him saying that is, you know, what he go through, what he was about to experience and go through, that they were going to experience because they was following him. And go through persecution as well. And so I want to tell you this, beloved, if you are a son or a daughter of God, you're not exempt. We're not exempt from suffering and from going through time of testing and going through experiencing hardships in our life. And I know a lot of times when you cross over to the things of God, you know, we have this misconception or the full truth is not told to us that, well, yes, that you are going to suffer some things, you're going to go through some things, the enemy is not going to stop coming at you because you give your life to the Lord. He's really going to try to come at you is to discourage you. That's his whole point, because if he didn't come after you, then you are a threat to him. And if he cannot discourage you, then you're definitely a threat to him. And if you begin to find out your the mandate upon your life, the full potential upon your life, that which God has called you to walk in, that you have been born in this world to do, which is to fulfill purpose and destiny. God has a purpose and a destiny for every last one of us in this earth, and we have to discover that, and we discover that through prayer, we discover that through fasting, we discover that through the word, we discover that through the relationship, you know, our relationship with the Lord. We discover different things upon our life through going through. And sometimes we don't know the potential that God has placed on the inside of us, except we experience and go through some things. We don't know that we're capable of doing some things, except we not be tested or tried or whatever. And I know a lot of times we feel like, oh, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. You don't know. And so by you going through some things and experiencing some things in your life, and by the Lord being with you, you're trusting in the Lord, and then you begin to see, wow, you know, I never thought that I could make it through that. I didn't know that I had that in me and that I can be able to do this or to do that. And that's the whole point, that God began to pull our potential from out of us that we didn't even know that was there. You have those that be, you know, timid and shy, you know, when they were in the world, and, you know, kind of, you know, apprehensive and so on, you know, being around people, different things like that. But then notice, when you came to the things of God, and when God began to make you, and God began to mold you, and God began to shape you, and you began to go through the fire, being forged through the fire, then you didn't know that God was going to bring that warrior out of you. You didn't know that timid person, that shy and bashful person, that there was a warrior on the inside of you. You didn't know that until you start going through some things in your life, until the enemy started attacking your children, or still the enemy started, you know, attacking you, and you start digging into the Word of God, and you start crying out and seeking the face of the Lord. You didn't know that you had that within you to begin to fight back and not sit back and say, you know, I'm going to just take this, what the enemy is doing. I'm just going to sit here and let him beat upon me, and so on and everything. And so God began to bring that potential out of you, that the warrior began to discover, amen, that mantle of a prayer warrior upon your life. You begin to discover that mantle of an intercessor upon your life. You didn't know nothing about praying until you start going through a whole bunch of stuff, until a whole bunch of things started hitting you and coming your way. You didn't know anything about prayer until you start getting on your face and start crying out to the Lord, which caused you, circumstances which caused you to begin to cry out unto the Lord. See, we don't know things that we are faced with causes us to seek the face of God and to get into the presence of the Lord, to cause us to be overcomers in Him. But getting right into the Word of God, 1 Peter in the 5th chapter and the 10th verse, says this: but the God, I'm reading from the King James Version, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And I love how the Amplified Version says it like this. It says, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessings and favor, who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, establish and ground you securely, and strengthen and settle you. I can just minister just off of that one scripture alone right there. That one scripture alone right there. Many of you have been going through in this season of your life, and you've been suffering some things great, but you have lost some things where the enemy has came in and stole and robbed from you and taken away from you. Many of you have experienced going through some mental abuse and some physical abuse, and you suffered loss concerning the area of finances and work and different things like that. But the whole purpose, I'm talking about those of you that are going through for the gospel's sake. See, there's two types of suffering that I want to point out on tonight. And the purpose of me pointing out, God wanted me to point out these two types of suffering is to bring clarity, because you can go through, because as you heard me say earlier, because of your own rebellion and because of your own disobedience, or you can suffer for righteousness' sake. And what I want to bring out on tonight, by you suffering for righteousness' sake, God wants to reveal his glory through you. And through you suffering for him and going through for him and paying a price for him, God's glory is going to be revealed through you. And that's the purpose of you paying a price and you going through. And I know a lot of times we cry out, we pray, and we seek God for a greater anointing. We seek God and say, God, you know, I want to just operate. You know, I just really want you to use me in the gifts of the Spirit, Lord. I just want you to use me in healing and in deliverance, Lord. And God, I just want you to use me, Lord, that many souls be saved. And we pray and we say that we want God to use us greatly and mightily, and use us how he used the great generals like Pastor Coleman and Smith Wigglesworth and Amy McPherson, the different generals we want to be, you know, used like them, or, you know, different ones we see now that God is using. And so on. So, God, I want to anoint you like that. God, I want you to use me like that. So God be like, you know, okay, you know, so I'm going to begin to answer your prayer. And so how God begin to answer our prayer, we begin to go through stuff. We begin to suffer some things. We begin to lose things, you know. And then we begin to go through these things in our life where we don't understand, you know, what's going on. You know, God have forsaken me, and I don't understand. I'm under attack by the enemy. And yes, God allowed the enemy to come because he's answering your prayer. And so then we tend to get into a pity party. We begin to cry. We begin to ask God to remove this cup from us. We don't want to drink from the cup. And we forgot that we have prayed and we have sought the Lord. We have fasted and we have asked God to release a greater dimension of his anointing and his presence and the Spirit upon our lives. And we want to go into, you know, enter into higher heights and deeper depths in him. And God said, okay, so I'm answering your prayer. So now the storm is coming, the winds are blowing, you know, the waters are rising. But I know the word of God said that I'm not going to allow you to drown. The fire may come, but he said that I'm not going to allow you to be burned. And so all these things are happening all around us, but then we were focusing on what's going on around us and not realizing that God is answering our prayer, because God said, you know, I'm releasing that anointing, but first you have to pass this test. First you have to be able to endure this trial in your life. You got to be able to go through this season that you're going through in your life. You have to be able to endure hardship as a good soldier. I want to see if you're going to go through this season in your life with praise and thanksgiving, or are you going to murmur? Are you going to complain? Are you going to get bitter and be, you know, be mad and upset? And I always like to tell the people of God, there's two things that's going to happen. Either you're going to draw closer to God and bless him and be grateful and thankful unto him, or you're going to be bitter and mad and angry and turn away from the church and mad at people, mad at God. There's no in-between. And so that's where the test comes in at. God said, I'm going to see, do you really love me? I'm going to see. You know, I'm trying your heart. I'm trying your you know, your motives. Through this, do you really want me? Do you really want this? Are you just seeking my hand, my face? Do you really want a relationship with me? Do you really love me? And so that's what that's what we tested and tried at through trials and tribulations, through circumstances, through experiences in our life, through people. You know, we go through attacks through, you know, people, and it's sad to say at times through people in the church and so on and different. But the focus is, are you going to allow this to turn you away from God? Are you going to allow this to cause you to have unforgiveness in your heart and bitterness? And a lot of times, many symptoms that we're dealing with physically in our bodies because of unforgiveness. That's where arthritis comes from. That's where cancer comes from. Many sicknesses that we experience in our body, you know, stomach problems and all these migraine headaches and different things as a result of, because we're holding unforgiveness, or we're angry at somebody. Somebody did something to us and we don't want to let it go. And if you begin to ask God to the Holy Spirit to show you, is it anything that you hold in or anything in your heart? I mean, it could be something that happened to you from the past that you can still be dealing with, hold on, that you probably just brushed it back and forgot about it, put it in the closet somewhere, and forgot about it, that could be affecting you physically right now. If you can just begin, just ask God to, just begin to ask the Holy Spirit to show you and begin to have the Holy Spirit to bring to your remembrance, you know, who hurt you, who wronged you, what, you know, just go back, dig into your past, or there could be some that you're dealing with that have just happened recently, happened not too long ago. You may have felt like that it's been dealt with, but have not been dealt with. You've been experiencing some things in your physical body because of it, and you know, chest pains, and so I want to encourage you to begin to ask the Holy Spirit to show you and begin to renounce those things. God, if there's, you know, if I'm holding anything against anyone, I release them right now, and I just renounce unforgiveness, and I renounce bitterness, and just, you know, just repeatedly do that, God. If I'm just say, God, if I'm struggling with forgiving, help me, Lord, supernaturally help me to forgive, help me to release those that have hurt me and wronged me. You know, many of you have been violated and perpetrated and mishandled, and you're still dealing with that, and God wants to deliver you, and just you just have to release that and let it go, and just say, God, I choose to forgive. I release that person that have violated me, that have taken advantage of me, that family member or whoever, you know who it is that have many of the experienced being raped and molested, and you know who did it, and you have not released them. Yet God wants you to release them on tonight, because that's hindering your future, and that's why you're experiencing some physical things in your body because of it. Just begin to release them and forgive them and begin to let them go, and I guarantee you'll begin to experience manifestations of healing and different things taking place in your physical body. And so a lot of times, like I said, we can go through suffer for it because of our own rebellion, our own disobedience, because we don't want to forgive, or because of pride, because we don't want to do it our way, because we don't want to answer the call of God upon our life, or we got lifted up in ourselves, you know, high-minded because of material things that we have gained, because of, you know, our education, because of, you know, knowledge, we feel like all this knowledge that we have obtained and our status so far as financial-wise, and we've become prideful, and we begin to look down upon people and look down on people as they are nothing. And a lot of times, and a lot of this is going on in the church, people that have amassed great things, you know, in the material things in their life, but got away from God and got caught up in pride, and then begin to say, because I'm gathering all these material things, that this is the blessing of God upon my life, the approval of God upon my life, and they're being deceived by the enemy. I'm just speaking from experience, although I'm not sharing something with you that I have not experienced myself. I experienced it for myself. Years ago, God had to humble me, because I thought, because, you know, I was taught, because of all the material things that I was gathering, it was God's approval on my life, and I began to walk in pride, and God had to humble me, because I made a prideful statement to a person. I said, they said something to me, and I said, well, God is with me, and God is blessing me. You know, I wouldn't have all these things to signify, to show that God approves upon my life, that God is blessing me, because all the material things that I was gathering, I was lifted up in myself. God said, no, let me humble my son. I got to humble him before he can go any further, and that's what God did. I'm just giving you the short, edited version. Maybe one day the only I may share my testimony with you and everything. But God had to humble me. I got stripped down to nothing, all the way down to losing my job, losing everything, being evicted, all the way down to nothing. And God had to change my mindset, my way of thinking. And so that's why I always like to encourage the men and the women of God out there, please, you know, walk in me as God elevates you, as God is promoting you and taking you higher. It's the more responsibility, the more place of influence that God is bringing you into, is easier to be tempted. It's easier for the enemy to come your way. And so that's why we have to walk in that place of humility, walk in that place of serving, as the Bible declares us to do so. When Jesus came, he came and he served. That's what he did. I'm talking about the God incarnated in the flesh, all wrapped up in the Word of Jesus. Amen. The Word in the midst, and but yet washed dirty, crusty, callous corn on people toes, the disciples' feet. Now he can. I mean, God of all creation can humble himself to do that. And doing it as an example for us to follow, and then who do we think we are? I mean, you know, you have a lot of those that are after apostles, prophets, those ministry gifts, touchable. Feel like, you know, they have an entourage, you know, around them and everything, and feel like they're so up there on such a pedestal and everything, and forget all about that God has called us to serve as leaders. And so a lot of times, you know, God has to humble us. And so I want to encourage you, people of God, to pray for us. Pray for us leaders that we walk in humility and walk in the spirit of humility. I'm not talking about a false humility. I'm talking about the true humility of God, and that we serve the people of God. Amen. But getting back to the word, like I said, we can suffer things and some things because of our rebellion, because of our disobedience, because we want to do it our way, but we have to do it God's way. And so I want to focus on 1 Peter 5 and 10 says this, and after you have suffered a little while, this is just a little while, God of all grace, who imparts all blessings and favor, this is your time of blessing, this is your time of favor, people of God, those that you've been suffering for righteousness' sake. That's what I want to put the emphasis on, more so on righteousness' sake, to balance it out more. So those you've been going through for the gospel's sake, you've been hanging in there, you've been standing, you've been trusting the Lord, not saying that you've been perfect, but you have been believing God, you've been trusting, and you've been seeking the face of the Lord and standing on God's promise. This is a word for you on tonight that God is going to begin to impart his blessings and his favor upon your life. His blessings and his favor is about to come concerning you. God is about to turn some things around in your life where the enemy thought that he had you and thought that he have shut you down, shut your ministry down, shut you down, by causing you to be discharged from the workplace, or cause you to lose your job, or cause your business to shut down, or cause you to run up against a brick wall or financial problems, you know, just cause financial havoc to take place in your life. God said that his blessings and his favor is about to overtake you. It's about to come forth into your life. Hang in there, son. Hang in there, daughter of God. God has already worked things out in your favor and in your behalf. God is already working behind the things concerning you. He's already mapped it out. He's already laid it out. God said just continue to trust him. Continue to walk in the straight and narrow path, because you have been one that have not walked in the broad path, walked in that path where everybody wants to travel, where that way that seemed easy, that way that seemed like it is the quick way to get things, but that way is the dishonest way, that way is the way of deception, that way which leadeth unto death, which leads unto your life being short and being cut off, which leads to a fall. But you've been walking that straight and narrow path, which leads unto life. For the word of God said, narrow is the way. But you've been walking that narrow path, and I want to encourage you to continue to do so, walk the straight and narrow path. This have cost you relationships. This have cost you friendships. This have cost you you have paid the price for it, because you would not compromise, because you would not bend to the will of the enemy, and the enemy is mad because of it, like he did the Hebrew boys. You know, he got upset because the king was like, Nebuchadnezzar, like the three Hebrew boys would not bow, tell him to turn the fire up seven times hotter, and it seemed like the fire had been turned up seven times greater because you would not bow and you would not bend, and it seemed like, man, things are really being turned up even the more, magnified even the more. That means you're getting closer to your breakthrough, you're coming close to your blessing, you're right there at the door, and the enemy knows that, so that's why he's turning the heat up seven times hotter and even the more. God wants to encourage you this day, you're right there, right at the door. Don't give up, don't lose hope, don't lose faith, don't give in. Continue to trust him and believe him for your husband. Continue to trust him and believe him for your wife that have seemed to be seem like they're out there, they're not saved, or they've straddled a fence. The word of God declared that the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the believing husband, or that unbelieving husband is sanctified by the believing wife. So you're standing for the Lord, and know that God has heard your prayers, and God is moving on your behalf concerning your petition, concerning your son, concerning your daughter that has been down by drugs or alcohol. God said, so you're right there at the door. We just. I said, don't give in. Don't give up. Even though the enemy's turning the heat up. God said, praise him through the midst of a fire. Begin to declare like the three Hebrew boys begin to declare. Then I know that my God is able. Hallelujah. You know that he's well able. God, don't deliver me, but I know that he is able. That's got to be your decree. You got to take on that attitude. But the word of God says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered them out of them all. He didn't say some of them, but God delivered us out of them all. We're talking about his people. His ecclesia, his called out one, his chosen one, his anointed one. The word of God said, again, that I will not leave you nor forsake you. You need to know that on tonight, because many of you have been feeling like that God has forsaken you, that God has have left you. You have been going through a season in your life where you feel like it seemed like the Holy Spirit, like the anointing of God have lifted off your life. No, the anointing have not lifted off your life. The Holy Spirit have not left you. This is a scene that you're going through that God is stretching you and that God is allowing it to seem like that space between you and him. And his life is because God wants you to reach out for him even the more. God wants you to get out of that place of complacency, that place that you have been used to being in. God is pulling you to unfamiliar territories, unfamiliar places in your life, things that you have not stepped out and experienced before in him is what he's pulling you into. And so that's why things have been uncomfortable for you. Things have been uncomfortable in your life because God wants you to get you out of that because we are creatures of habits. A lot of times when we get accustomed and used to certain things, we don't want to change because we like the way things are and we don't want change. And so I want to tell you when it comes to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is constantly moving. God is constantly moving. So we got to move when God is moving. We got to move when the kingdom is moving. So know this, you're not going to stay in the same place. So if you stay in the same place, then that's called a spirit of arrested development. And so I break the spirit of arrested development off of you. I break the spirit of laxicodaziness off of you, lethargicity off of you, and passivity off of you. And fear off of you that would have you in a place where you are afraid to move forward in the things of God, or God has been speaking to you, having you asking you to tell you to step out, but because you have never done this before, you have never moved like this before, and you're holding back and you're withdrawing and you're not stepping out because of fear, and you never did anything like this before, and so God is allowing this seem like this emptiness to take place in your life so that you can step out, so that you can move. The moment you begin to move forward in him, then you're going to begin to experience his presence again, experience his anointing again. Like I said, you didn't lose the anointing in your life, or his presence did not lift from you. God has it that way so that you can come out of that place of that comfort zone. That's what God is doing, pulling you out of that place, that comfort zone, out of him. And so blessings and favors coming your way because you're called. The word of God says this, who has called you his own, you're his own. Eternal glory in Christ Jesus will, he says this, will himself, he himself will complete and make you what you ought to be. That's what God is doing. He's making you what you ought to be. He's forming you. He's making you, he's molding you for purpose, for your purpose, and for destiny. Well, actually, for his purpose. And he's bringing you understanding in your life concerning your purpose that he's called you to on your life. And it's so that he may, again, complete you in what you ought to be, to establish you. Some of you God wants to establish. Some of you God is grounding you. Some of you God is bringing security in your life where you didn't feel secure. And some of you God is strengthening you. Some of you God is settling you in this season in your life. He want to settle some things in your life. He want to bring retribution in your life against the enemy. So give God the glory and the praise for that, people of God. All right, let me give you the definition of suffering. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines suffering as this: to experience pain, illness, or injury. Something unpleasant, such as defeat, loss, or damage, to become worse because of being boldly affected by something, to submit to or be forced to endure, to put up with, especially as inevitable or unavoidable. unavoidable, unavoidable. Why is that? There's no, I know we suffer some things, you know, like I said, through in our health or loss. Many of you can relate to that where you, you know, you lost some things, you know, you experienced some defeat in your life. But the Word of God says this, that when we are weak, He is yet strong. And so even though we may lose some battles in our life, amen, but He has already won the war. The Word of God said it is already finished. And then we overcome us by the blood of the Lamb, by the words of our testimony. We're going to have some battles in our life. But yet we are overcomers. And I want to encourage you that you are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. The Greek defines it, the suffering as this, to suffer evil, endure affliction, experience painful hardship that seems to be a setback, but really isn't. You've been going through some things that look like a setback to you, but it really isn't a setback to you. And I'm pretty sure Joseph thought what he was going through when his brothers attacked him like they did and really wanted to kill him, and he was thrown into a pit. He suffered some setback in his life, but God was working his purpose through that. God had to allow that to happen. See, Joseph had to, you know, share his dream. I believe God had him doing that, because if he didn't share his dream, then he would have never really got to that place where God had wanted to get him to, except he had opened his mouth and shared what the Lord had showed him. And so all his brother did was just pushed him into his destiny. And that's a prophetic word for somebody on tonight. God is pushing you into your destiny. You feel like you're being attacked by people and different things, and you feel like, you know, you're going the things that you've been going through, and all God is doing is pushing you into your purpose. All God is doing is pushing you into your destiny. Allow God to push you into it. You may not see it right now. You can't see what God is doing. Amen. But know that God is doing something great in your life. God has destined you for greatness. Hallelujah. So 2 Corinthians says it like this. Who can explain it better than Paul, the Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians 11 chapter, in the 20th verse. He said, Paul said it like this, the 25th verse said it like this. He said, thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, in night and day. I have been in the deep, journeying often in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by brethren, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all churches. See, Paul focused, though he was going through all this, that was many perils. Notice he said perils a lot of times. Paul was suffering a lot of things, but yet his focus was the church. His focus was the people of God. And I tell you, if you're called by God and you're chosen, I'm talking to those who got a call of God upon their life, called to the fivefold ministry gift. You're going to suffer, you're going to go through. Who, if not suffer better than, you know, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Nothing can compare. What we go through cannot compare what Jesus went through for us. And Jesus had a moment in the Garden of Gethsemane where he prayed, you know, for the cup of pain. He saw what he had to suffer. He saw what he was going to go through. He saw death facing him, and he had a moment in his life that he experienced that Son of Man moment. That weak moment where, you know, he didn't want to die. And he said, let this cup pass. If it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. And thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God, you know, for those that God could send. When we go through these seasons in our life to encourage us, when it seems like we want to give up or we just want to just die, just throw in the towel and say, Lord, just take me. I can't handle this no more. I can't deal with this no more. Lord, just take me. I'm ready to check up out of here. Thank God for God that send those by our way that is sensitive to the Holy Spirit to speak words of encouragement into our life and to pray for us. And many of you can identify with me. You know, you were in a down moment in your life and God had sent somebody into your life to prophesy to you words of encouragement. They didn't know you. They didn't know what you were going through, but God spoke to them what you were going through and to encourage you when you were about to give up, when you were about to throw in the towel, when you were just about to lay down and die. Many of you are experiencing being in a pit right now. And even though you may be in a pit right now, it's temporary. You don't have to die. The Word of God says this in 1 Peter 5, chapter 10, verse. The Amplified Version said, after you have suffered a little while, it's just a little while. It's just a little while. Hear that? It's just a little while. I just want you to get that. Get that in your spirit. It's just a little while. Even though you suffer some loss, even though the enemy is trying to damage you mentally, the enemy trying to damage you through words and people lying on you, talking about you, scandalizing your name. It's just for a little while. You're just suffering for a little while. This too shall pass. And as you know, heard me share about Apostle Paul, the thing that he said he's only his own countrymen, robbed him, and he went through times of where he had to go on forced fast, where he didn't have no food. Hungry, and many of you can identify with that, but you have went through seeing your life where you didn't know how you were going to get by, barely made it food, had to go through the food pantry, and just had to trust God through faith of how you were going to make it, how you were going to get by. But God has been providing for you. God has been seeing you through. I know my time is rapidly winding up and getting away from me, but Philippians, the third chapter, the 10th verse says it like this, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. And so God wants us to be able to identify, when Jesus wants us to be able to identify with him through our suffering. God takes pleasure when we go through for him and suffer for him. And I know the world will look at that and say, man, that's sick. How could somebody take pleasure of some body? God take pleasure to know that we're willing to go through for him. The show, Lord, I love you. Now, I'm going to tell you what's sick is the devil. The devil having those that's in the occult sacrificing, they're cutting themselves, killing people, actually killing babies and killing people, sacrificing people and hurting themselves to show their love to the devil, to their God, their father, the devil. And all God has asked us in Romans 12:1, all he asks, he don't even ask much of us, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. I want to say this again, salvation is free, but the anointing is going to cost you, going to pay a price. And again, many of you have been suffering for the anointing's sake, because you're about to walk in the greater dimension of God's anointing. You're about to move forward in your ministry. You're about to go to the next dimension in your ministry, those of you that are in ministry. Even though it seemed like a setback, it was not a setback in your life. It may look like it was a setback, but it's not. God had to weed out some people from around you that was a hindrance to your future. God had to do some cutting, some trimming of the fat from around you, from those that were like aches in your life that brought a curse in your ministry, a curse in your life, the reason why you cannot advance and you cannot move forward because of it. God had to bring a separation in your life. Some of you, you have to suffer and go through. I know some people don't want to hear this or say that concerning, a divorce in your life because that man didn't mean you any good. That woman didn't mean you any good. They were a hindrance to your future and to you concerning your purpose and your destiny. God knows what he's doing. The Word of God should be equally yoked. Don't be unequally yoked, but God wants us to be equally yoked. And those of you that are seeking and believing God for a spouse, make sure you be equally yoked. And don't get into something, and then you're angry, you're mad at God, and then right away, you want to hurry up and let's go to divorce court and end this thing. No, don't do that. Wait on God. Trust God. Believe God. Make sure. Amen. Do that background check. Go through counseling, so that you know. Amen. Premarital counseling. This one is the one for you. And the Bible said when you marry, you are going to find troubles. Paul said that. There are going to be troubles in marriage. There's no perfect marriage. And thank God I've heard the testimony of this couple that had been married for over 50 years. And the husband said, they asked what was the secret. to them then being married all these years and for that long. He said that the key, he said, well, basically, you know, there's really no secret that I'm still learning my wife. I'm still getting to know her. And so that's how it is. And that's the same when it comes to God. Our relationship with God, we're always going to be getting to know him, always knowing him, ever learning him. And that's the exciting thing about God. We're never going to get into a place where we think we know him. And notice when you begin to figure out something, you know, you may get into a career or something like that. You get excited or learn the latest technology or something like that, and how easily after you learn it, you're bored and ready to move on to the next thing. Thank God that our God is not like that. We can learn him like that, and we get bored, and all of a sudden we want to move on to the next thing, and then so on. And that's how it is with some people in relationships and stuff like that. You know, they, you know, all of a sudden they get bored, they want to move on to the next thing. That's not the way it's supposed to be. But anyway, that's a word for somebody. And with the few minutes that I have, you know, left here, I want to begin to the purpose is that the glory that shall be revealed through you because of you going through for the Lord and you paying a price for the Lord. And then Peter began to make a statement like this. You know, he told Jesus that we followed all. I mean, we left all to follow you. And Jesus replied and, you know, responded to Peter saying, this is how you left everything, Peter. He said, I'm going to show you right here if you left everything for me. He said, there is no man that have left house or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake in the gospel, but shall receive a hundredfold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mother and children and lands with persecution and in the world to come eternal life. He said, when you lose all these things for me, then you're going to gain. I know that sounds like Jesus sounds like you're contradicting yourself. Well, Jesus was saying that you're not going to allow anything to come between your relationship with him. You're not going to allow your spouse. You're not going to allow friends. You're not going to allow jobs. You're not going to allow land. You're not going to allow houses, money, career, nothing. That you're saying, Lord, I'm willing to sell out and I'm willing to lose everything for you, for your name's sake, to follow you. The perfect example was the rich young ruler. He was the perfect example. And he came to Jesus. And Jesus began to share with him about selling everything that he had and to follow him. And he didn't know Jesus was calling him to be an apostle. But he's looking at being religious. Well, you know, Jesus, you know, I did all the commandments and, you know, all the way from my youth. And he got religious on Jesus. You know, how it is in the church, you know, that pride and that, oh, well, I knew all this from my youth and commandments and this and that. And Jesus told me again that there's one thing that you're lacking. Sell all that you have and then pick up your, you know, cross, come and follow me. And then some people, they don't want to do that. They don't want to pick up their cross and follow after Jesus. They don't want to sell out. And so I believe if he would have did that, I believe he would have been blessed. He would have got that back and even more, and still would have been an apostle for the Lord. But he didn't want to do that. And that's what many people say, I have to say, many people this day don't rather hold on to things and be religious and don't want to give up stuff and go and don't want to follow the Lord. Amen. Well, my time is up. I want to do this. Now, those of you that may not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, and you want to give your life to the Lord, just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, the Messiah who came in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. You died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I now confess all my sins and repent. I claim forgiveness and cleansing. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that your blood cleanses me now from all sin. Thank you for redeeming me and cleansing me, justifying me, and sanctifying me in your blood. Amen. If you pray that, you said that, you are saved. I want to encourage you, amen, to get into a spirit-filled, Bible-believing church that preaches the whole role, that believes in healing, deliverance, I mean everything. You're going to need everything in these last days that we are in. Get into new members, whatever they often at the church be, you know, led getting someone that's more seasoned in the Word than you, some kind of mentoring, accountability, you know, get with somebody that you can be accountable to. And then once you have matured in things of God and yourself and seasoned, begin to connect with the vision of the house. You know, begin to use the gift and the talent God has given you. And connect with the vision of the house and allow God to use you and so that purpose and calling of God can be birthed forth and come forth in your life, and you can walk in the purpose of your destiny. Amen. Well, my time is way is up. Amen. I don't know if I have any time, but with the minute or whatever I do may have left, the lines are open. If anybody want any prayer, real quick, I know I have to do it quickly, or have any words of encouragement if they were blessed on tonight. Amen. I believe the lines are open.
Yes, Apostle. Yes, praise the Lord. I just want prayer for my niece. I have guardianship of my niece. She's 12 years old. And I'm just praying to ask God to help me and lead and guide and direct me to raise this child in the way he wants me to raise her. My daughter is 26. My baby girl is 26. And this, my niece is 12. And, you know, just God to just strengthen me and lead and guide and direct me and show me what to do concerning my niece and my brother and sister. My mother passed in September. I have a brother and sister still living in the house. They fight each and every day. They're the only two there. I want God to give them peace to let them know that my mom is gone. They have to get along. I want God to put peace in their home.
Okay, we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just agree with my sister, Lord. First, concerning, Lord, her niece, Lord, that she has a responsibility that has been entrusted to her, Lord. I believe, God, that you have given her the grace to be able to do so because you wouldn't have entrusted his niece unto her, Lord. And Father, I thank you for the grace and the strength and the wisdom to raise this niece, God, in the name of Jesus. Raise her niece, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for the peace, God. I thank you, Lord, for the salvation, Lord, of her brothers and of her sister, God. Lord, that the enemy is using, Lord, to do this bickering, this fighting back and forth over things, Lord, and this stuff is going to pass away. And we can't take none of this stuff. And the most important thing is our soul salvation, that where we're going to spend eternity when we leave here. That's the most important thing. And, Lord, I pray for them. I pray concerning their eternity, Lord, their salvation, Lord, that they will be saved, Lord, that you will deliver them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you for their salvation. We thank you for their deliverance on tonight, God. And again, I thank you for my sister's peace, Lord. And, Lord, encourage her, strengthen her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for working all things out and together for her good, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for turning things around, God, in the name of Jesus. I come against things that will hinder her, Lord, from moving forward in her purpose, in her destiny, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God, amen. Amen. I want to encourage you with this because even through the midst, I'm saying even through the midst of this, what the enemy has been trying to do through family, the enemy still have been trying to hinder you from going forward in ministry. The enemy has been fighting you in that area. And I want to encourage you on tonight, daughter, don't let that stop you. The Word of God saying that, you know, forsaking, and you have to begin to trust Him. God wants you to trust Him in that area. Know that the will of God is more important than allowing, you know, the enemy to try to use those to cause you to worry and to fret concerning, you know, what they're doing and so on and everything like that. But God, all you can do is just put them in the hands of the Lord and do, I believe, as you begin to obey God and do what God is calling for you to do, then I believe, you know, the rest of that is going to fall into play because God has already heard your prayer. And I believe when God has answered you concerning your loved ones, the Word of God said that as we seek you first, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, he says all these other things is going to be added unto us. So I believe that as you begin to pursue the things of the kingdom, begin to start stepping out and doing what God has called for you to do concerning ministry, the rest of that is going to begin to fall into line concerning the salvation and the deliverance of your loved ones. Because God is using you as a key to raise a standard concerning your family and to break the bloodline curse, generational curse off of your family with you, to break that off. And that's going to come forth with you moving forward in the sense of God. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, give us the strength, Lord God, and that she'll begin to move forward in you, Lord, in the ministry, God, and not delay any longer because she's way overdue in that area, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, there are many people waiting on her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the fulfillment of the purpose and her obedience. Your word says obedience is better than sacrifice, that she will obey. Lord, step out and obey, God, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it right now. Thank God. Amen. And amen. Well, God bless you, my sister. Be encouraged. Be blessed. We're going to continue to keep you in prayer. We are praying for you. We thank God for you. We want to encourage you, to continue to be strengthened. And again, I pray that God will continue to give you peace and strengthen you, especially in the loss of your mother as well. I know you're still healing in that area. But I just continue to speak the shalom of God over your life and over your family. And for the salvation of your family, and for your for the children, for the grandchildren, the siblings, all of them, nieces, nephews, their salvation, because that's the promise from the Lord. God promised us. He said that he would save, our loved ones. He would save our sons. He would save our daughters. And even to them that are far off, they don't not necessarily have to be in the same household with us.
Yeah.
And God said that he would save them. And just continue to, to intercede for them, continue to trust him and believe him, thank him for their deliverance and their salvation. And not only that, but that they will continue to serve in the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Be blessed.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Are there any more callers? Does anyone else need prayer or words of encouragement on tonight before I close out the line?
Hi, Apostle Flowers.
God bless you.
God bless you. I just wanted to let you know that the word that you brought tonight was very encouraging. It was definitely a word from the Lord, because everything that, you said tonight, the Lord has been speaking to me kind of off and on. So it was like it was confirmation. And so I just want to, lift my family up in prayer, specifically my husband and my sons, because they all need salvation. And just to, continue to, bless me to continue to pray and intercede for my family. So.
Amen. I see, even through the midst of this, I'm going to encourage you with this. I see God really, even in the midst of this, developing you, increasing, like, so far as the area of your prayer life, through the midst of this, that what you have been going through, and through the midst of what you believe in God. Through the midst of God, wants to encourage you on tonight to continue to pray, continue to believe him, continue to trust him concerning them. And God is going to do it for you in spite of, what you have been going through, concerning them. And God wants you to be encouraged on tonight that your prayers do not fall on deaf ears, and that he have heard your prayers, and that he have seen your tears, and that he have heard your cry, because God is for the family. God is for the home, and that's God's desire. That's what the enemy attacks, the very institution of family, especially when it comes to marriage, because it's a representation of the kingdom of God. It's a representation of him, of the body of Christ. Our relationship, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and with the Father, the bride of Christ. We got the bride, and he's the bridegroom. So the enemy attacks the very institution of it, and attacks it, and try to discourage the people of God concerning him. So, but I just want to encourage you to continue to hang in there, to stand in there, to be, strong in the things of God, because as the Word of God said, as you heard me shown tonight, though you suffer for a little while, know that blessings and favor is about to come. Know that God is turning and working things out on your behalf concerning the matter. And because God is developing the lever, the intercessor on the inside of you, woman of God. And I see there's a season where I see that God is calling you. I don't know if you have been doing this already, but I see a season of fasting for you as well, because this is going to take some fasting too. It's going to take some time of turning over your, over your plate, and missing, some meals sometimes, because some things only come by prayer and fasting. And I just see you really bombarding heaven. As you begin to do that, as you begin to deny yourself concerning, I believe you're going to begin to even to see a breakthrough even the more concerning your loved ones. And I disagree with you, Father. I thank you. Again, for the woman of God, Lord, I thank you for moving, Lord, even in our life, Lord, even concerning her petition, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for answering prayer, Lord, concerning them. Thank you that the enemy cannot hold them, that he has to loose them and to let them go, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for their salvation, Lord. We thank you for both of the men of God serving, Lord, in the kingdom of God, not only being saved, but fulfilling the call of God and the mandates upon their lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against every demonic assignment over their lives this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the purpose and the plans of God being fulfilled in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, woman of God. Stay in courage. Stay strengthened and continue to believe God. We're going to continue to keep you in prayer as well, and we're going to continue to believe God concerning your petition that it is already done. Begin to thank God and begin to praise him for doing it, for already doing it. Lord, just begin to tell God, God, I thank you, Lord, for doing it. I thank you, Lord, that it is already done, Lord God. I thank you. Begin to vision it. Begin to see them walking out the call of God on their life. Begin to see them being the men of God that God has called for them to be. Amen. Just start seeing it.
I'm on choice.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Is there any more prayer requests? Any more words of anyone having comments or anything like that before we begin to close out the line for tonight? Amen. Any more? Well, bless God. Praise God. Well, again, I thank God for the internet listeners, landline listeners, cell phone listeners, those that have tuned in to Restore Paths to Dwell In, the broadcast. You've been listening to this broadcast tuned from out of the windy city of Chicago. Amen. I thank God, again, for your faithfulness and your support. I'm listening to us every first and third Mondays. I want to encourage you to tune in on the third Monday of this month at 8 p.m. and to hear Restore Paths to Dwell In, as you would always hear me say, concerning any upcoming events that you want to know where we're going to be ministering at, if we're going to be in your city or anything, you know, our itinerary, if we're doing anything, feel free to give us a call. Our church line area code 773-888-3356, and or you can just email us at scentworld@gmail.com and ask to be on our mail, you know, our list, email list.
Hello.
And we can just email you and let you know where we're going to be. Amen. God bless you. Yes, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Amen. Well, we'll let you know where we are going to be ministering at. And so also you can call our church line as well to you can always leave your email address on our church line. Or, again, if you want prayer, and you can just call us after the broadcast and just leave it on our church line. There we go, 773-888-3356, and we will return all calls in the order which they were received. And we just do it that way. But again, I thank God for those that have been tuning in and listening. I pray that you have been blessed. I pray that you've been encouraged. I pray that you've been strengthened on tonight. And I pray that you have been enlightened and that God has illuminated you. The Holy Spirit has illuminated you on tonight, that you have a better understanding, even though I wasn't able to get through all which the Lord has given me on tonight. Hopefully on the third Monday of this month, as the Lord's will, I begin to share some more in the area of suffering and going through and paying a price for the Lord. And again, you have been listening to Restore Paths to Dwell In. Our ministry is Repair the Breach International Ministries. And again, I thank you. I'm about to sign off. And with that, I want to decree and declare over your life. And tonight, the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance and shine his face upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord leave you his peace as your own. Though your enemies may rise up against you one way, they shall flee before you seven ways. And the Lord cause your enemies to be your footstool, be at peace with you, even to bless you, and that the Lord increase you financially. The Lord increase you in your child. The Lord increase you in your business. The Lord increase you in your family, in your home, in your marriage. May you receive increase in every area of your life, and that the favor of the Lord surround you is like a shield. God bless you, and good night.
So many times we struggle and we labor to try to find that sense of peace, that sense of security. But we already heard his word. He's already invited us. Some of you, you've been longing to experience the presence of God. You've been longing to have an encounter with God. But if you would, just in this moment, lift your hands one more time. I want you to know that our Father is here. He knows everything. There's nothing that happens in your world that catches him by surprise. He sees every tear. He sees every night up worrying, pacing the floor, crying out to him for his presence. Some of you just want him, just show me that you're real. I need you. But I want you to know that your Father is here to embrace you in this moment, to take away every fear and every concern. All you have to do is ask him.
Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your arms. Wrap me in your.
Just talk to your Father.
Wrap me in your arms.
Longing to go into his presence. Come on, say, take me to